Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I hate to be a name dropper, or in this case, a place dropper, but I am coming to you this week from Roma. The real Roma, by the way, that's the one in Italy, not Mexico. I am here for 3 weeks as a visiting artist at the American Academy in Rome. Now, one applies for this by presenting a creative idea to work on, in my case, collecting essays into book form. Let me say, this is a challenge when devouring cacio e pepe and gelato and trying to hit all the museums and churches. As one art historian said to me, here the churches are museums. But enough of that. On the subject of the arts, I confess I have not been brave enough to go to the theater here. I did that in Moscow, you might recall, and ended up listening to 2.5 hours of Russian spoken by 16 totally nude performers. Now, I'm actually told there is not a great deal of original theater here, though I do see signs everywhere for School of Rock. Well, old for us, new for them. I did take myself to a hip museum designed by architect Richard Meyer called the Ara Pacis. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. One of its exhibits about the life and career of actor Marcello Mastroianni is in its final weeks. I always enjoyed Mastroianni's work, especially when he shared a bedroom on screen with Sophia Loren. But I had no idea he had done some theater before he ruled the cinema Italian style. Among other plays, in fact, he performed in A Streetcar Named Desire. I had dinner with two women here who had each met him on different occasions and said this was a star who never acted like one. He treated everyone on sets and on the streets kindly. It's always nice to hear those kinds of things. I have talked theater with some other visiting artists here at the Academy. One is playwright Jonathan Reynolds. He's written many plays, including Dinner with Demons and Geniuses. Both were performed in New York. He's here working on a new one about the Puritan leader Roger Williams. It's scheduled for a reading at the Hudson Shakespeare Company sometime upon his return. Though one never knows, Reynolds told me. I've been working on it for 3 years. His wife, incidentally, is Heidi Ettinger. She's a highly respected set designer and producer who, it turns out, is the Heidi of the iconic play written by her late friend Wendy Wasserstein. Who knew? I've also gotten to know another lovely couple with roots in New York theater. Ken Ard is an actor and dancer who has performed in many shows. His partner, Basil Twist, how's that for a name, is an esteemed puppeteer. No joke, he won a MacArthur Genius Award 4 years ago. He's part of the Here Center in New York, which coincidentally I talked quite a bit about in one of my recent reports. In fact, the center is presenting two new puppet pieces in March. Now, most of the visiting artists here are of the visual variety, as in painters and potters. They are given studio spaces, and the rest of us are usually invited on special evenings to see their work. One night, Whitfield Lovell, an amazing portrait artist, had a showing. He, too, has been a MacArthur Fellow recipient, lives in New York, and one of his works is in the Civil Rights Museum in Washington. Joan DiLietto is also a New Yorker, a single mom living in Battery Park. She is rather a late starter as an artist, but her paintings are already drawing attention, and one was commissioned for Lobby at Mount Sinai Hospital. Why there? Well, among other reasons, like her talent, she is a cancer survivor, having lived right across the street from the World Trade Center on 9/11. She cohabits a space here with two others and claims, quote, sharing an art studio is more of a challenge and ultimately better than living with someone. The average age for the visiting artist, I would say, is 60 to 75, well-established folks in their fields. Mary Beard is one of the world's premier historians on Italy. This week, she will be taking many of us on an inside look at the Forum. The younger residents are generally Rome Prize Fellows, which means they are invited to come, all expenses paid, and stay for at least a year. They also are expected to present their ideas at what are called the Monday night shop talks. The first I heard was from an archaeologist who was studying the history of waste, as in garbage, in and out of Rome. The next was a young man who has been at Yale and is now finishing his doctorate at Princeton. His subject was titled The Christianization of Roman Knowledge. Now, trust me, I understood very little, but it had something to do with old texts and what is truth. He managed to open his talk with a few remarks about our president and his questionable relationship with the facts. It's not all study and brain power, however. One night after dinner, we were entertained by an Irish fiddler. Some say he is the best in the world. And then he teamed up with an Italian trio. Pretty magical, I must say. The food at the Academy apparently took a turn for the much improved a few years back when California's famous slow food chef and entrepreneur Alice Waters was invited to temporarily move in and take charge of the menus. They are organic in nature, and if not on par with what you can find on almost any street in the city, they are tasty enough, and the meals are a chance to meet and converse with your fellow, so to speak. Things are generally serene at the Academy, but Rome is going through a lot of upheaval as we speak. The female mayor is beyond controversial. 12,000 showed up on the streets recently to protest what they see as the failings of their beloved city. Everything from potholes to bus service to unpicked up garbage. Women, by the way, are the main organizers of the protests, calling themselves wave makers. Italian politics is always in flux, but Italy is sounding much like the rest of the world these days. The country is going back to the past, and we are simply fighting for our rights, one activist told me. Well, even though I am not in New York this week, let me mention a few things happening there. First, there is a lot of movie star testosterone on the stages. Ethan Hawke and Paul Dano continue in Sam Shepard's True West on Broadway. And now Tom Sturridge and Jake Gyllenhaal are sharing a production at the Public Theater. They each perform a monologue about what sounds like rather harrowing incidents. I give all these actors a lot of credit, returning to do stage work when they could be making a lot more money in Hollywood. And finally, I want to point out another story that you will recall I predicted, and that's the cancellation of the first production of a new Michael Jackson musical. Now, the Jackson family and others behind the show claim the cancellation in Chicago is not due to a new documentary, which includes brutal accusations against the late star, but about scheduling issues. Well, we'll see about that. Even with a strong female voice behind it, playwright Lynn Nottage, and all that great music, well, between the film and the times we are in, Jill, it just might make what look like a sure thing look like a maybe at best.
Well, are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I am.
And do you find that being with a bunch of Americans, basically, is it essentially I know it's the American Academy, but is it only American, or are others joining?
Yes, there are others joining. Well, not only Americans, there are certainly Brits and Australians. So we've got, but English speaking, definitely. Though a lot of them, bless their hearts, seem to know Italian or are learning Italian at the same time. Of course, the workers here, the people in the library are Italian and, you know, all the helpers, but they also learn to speak English. So it's fascinating. Yeah, it feels somehow like you're in a different country,
and
even though it doesn't, you know.
And how does it compare to other? What I'm trying to find out is, in terms of making the space for the creative process, how does it compare to other similar venues?
Yeah, I don't know what's similar. Some of the people here, writers, said that they've been to write, you know, what are called writing retreat.
Right, exactly. And the
Iowa workshops, you know, those kinds of places where the difference there is you really go to work. They say there are no distractions in those places. Here, frankly, there are distractions, but they seem to welcome the distractions. They want you out and about. I spoke with Francine Prose. She has been here the last few days. She's a very well-known writer, a lot of fun. She said she can hardly get any work done here because she's always going into, or down the hill, as they say here, because we're way up on top of this fantastic hill where you get the greatest view of the city of Rome of any place in all of Rome. The best view is right up here. So it's different that way. You're here to think and to ponder. And yes, I spend a couple hours almost every day in their incredible library. I mean, you've never seen a library like this. I don't even touch most of it because they're all, you know, using it for research. It's really for research. And for that, people come from other parts of Rome, actually, to use the library. So it's a mixed bag. It's not your typical artist retreat, I would say. Though, I would say the painters probably do. They're in their studios all day long. Mostly they may go out for dinner or something. So it's a real combination. I don't know how. I've done a lot of work here, but I'll probably do just as much when I get back to New York and maybe won't be as distracted. I won't eat as much.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.